From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Cape Refuge by Terry Blackstock. Now let's begin with Cape Refuge. Chapter 1. The air conditioner was broken at City Hall, and the smell of warm salt air drifted through the windows from the beach across the street. Morgan Cleary fanned herself and wished she hadn't dressed up. She might have known that no one else would. The mayor sat in shorts and a T-shirt that advertised his favorite beer. One of the city councilwomen wore a Panama hat and flip-flops. Sarah Wilford, the newest member of the Cape Refuge City Council, looked as if she'd come in from a day of surfing and hadn't even bothered to stop by the shower. She wore a spandex top that looked like a bathing suit and a pair of cut-off jeans. Her long hair could have used a brush. The council members sat with relaxed arrogance, rocking back and forth in the executive chairs they'd spent too much money on. Their critics, which included almost everyone in town, thought they should have used the money to fix the potholes in the roads that threaded through the island. But Morgan was glad that the council was comfortable. She didn't want them irritable when her parents spoke. The mayor's nasal drone moved to the next item on the agenda.
"I was going to suggest jellyfish warning signs at some of the more popular sites on the beach, but Doc Spencer tells me he ain't seen too many patients from stings in the last week or so."
"Wait, Fred," Sarah interrupted, without the microphone. "Just because they're not stinging this week doesn't mean they won't be stinging next week. My sign shop would give the city a good price on a design for a logo of some kind to put up on all the beaches warning people of possible jellyfish attacks."
"Jellyfish don't attack,"
the mayor said, his amplified voice giving everyone a start.
"Well, I can see you've never got stung by one."